Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2 years after President Obama vowed to close the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, 174 terrorism suspects remain there, held without charges or trials. The Pentagon last week sent one detainee home to Algeria over the detainee's objection because he feared he'd be tortured there. Transferring detainees to another country has been difficult, but bringing them to the U.S. has been made even harder. On Friday, President Obama signed a Pentagon spending bill from the last Congress that limits his ability to move detainees in Guantanamo Bay to the U.S. for trial. He wasn't happy about that part of the bill, so he issued a signing statement objecting to it and says he'll work with Congress to limit the restrictions or repeal them. And soon the president is expected to issue a controversial executive order spelling out rules that would allow for the continued indefinite detention of the most dangerous suspects at Guantanamo. Daphna Linzer has been writing about where we are now on Guantanamo Bay for ProPublica, the independent investigative journalism website. And I asked her how many detainees have been tried so far in any kind of court.
We've had three full successful trials in military commissions. These were military commissions during the Bush administration. We've had one detainee who's been tried in federal court in New York. His trial came to an end with a finding of guilt at the end of 2010. And we had one detainee who pled out to a murder charge. This was the detainee who was a Canadian citizen who was also a child when he was a minor, when he was captured in Afghanistan. He pleaded guilty to murder charges as part of a deal for his extradition back to Canada.
That sounds like very little progress.
It's very little progress, and I think that that has been very frustrating, both to Obama's supporters and certainly to people inside the administration. This was sort of going to be the defining difference between Obama and former President Bush was going to be on prosecutions. And while the Obama administration set aside 36 people who they said could face prosecution, in fact, really only one of them has, which is the detainee who was in New York. And this has really kind of created a situation in which you have sort of de facto indefinite prosecution, where you have a new group of people who cannot challenge the group they're in, where charges are never brought against them, and there's no way for their release.
I want to get to one of the most notorious detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Where are we with the self-proclaimed 911 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and where will he be tried? Last year, in the face of public pressure from the Obama administration, they backtracked on trying him in a civilian court in New York City. Are we any closer to a decision there?
This has really been one of the biggest problems, I think, not just in terms of policy and implementing policy, but really in public perception with the Obama administration. You know, they spent a whole year trying to figure out who to try. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was an obvious one right out of the gate. If you were going to charge somebody in federal court, there was, you know, pending indictments against him already. This was a natural choice. It took them almost a year to make the announcement. The announcement was really kind of marred. It was badly handled politically. They didn't deal with New York City and New York State officials well. As you said, they immediately backtracked in the face of public pressure, which then made them look like they were very easily rolled. The Attorney General Eric Holder then spent all of last year periodically testifying on the Hill, and every time he was asked, when are you going to bring charges and when are you going to make a decision about a place to charge Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the other suspected conspirators of the September 11th attacks, he just kept saying, we're about to make a decision or any day now or very soon, and no decision ever came. And I think that this has really been crippling. And, you know, the Obama administration has asked members of Congress, members of its own party, to continue to vote and sort of keep back legislation that would prevent trials in the hope of sort of preserving the ability to do so. But then it just doesn't use that authority. It just doesn't ever bring charges against anybody in federal court. And this has made it very, very difficult for the Obama administration and for members of Congress who don't want to keep taking these difficult votes for an administration that won't go ahead and charge these detainees. It's a big problem. And I think, you know, the administration put so much on the line. They made, you know, very grand statements about the importance, the critical importance of holding federal trials. You know, nothing, you know, until this legislation is signed, there has been nothing on the books that has really prevented them from moving somebody to a federal court for a trial. They just haven't done it.
And all of this, I imagine, is blocking the progress of closing Guantanamo Bay. So how close are we to closing Guantanamo?
You know, when Obama came in, there were 240 detainees there. And the truth is, Guantanamo had been closing for a number of years. At its height, there was about 800 detainees. Under the Bush administration, more than 500 went home in batches and depending on their citizenship. And the administration then cut quiet deals to get people out. And by the time the president came in, those who remained inside the facility were really the most difficult to deal with. They were difficult cases. They weren't easy calls. The lower fruit had long been picked from Guantanamo. Now there's 174, which means, you know, they've sent 66 detainees home, about a quarter of the population. There's another 33 who they hope to transfer. I think it's going to be more and more difficult with this kind of legislation, with the Congress, and also with what seems to be just sort of an unwillingness on the part of the administration to really engage in a full-out conflict with Congress on this issue.
Daphna Linzer is a senior reporter for ProPublica. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're speaking about the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. 2 years ago, President Obama signed an executive order vowing to close the facility within a year. But 174 detainees remain there. We turn now to Brent Mickham, who has represented several Guantanamo detainees. His most notorious client is Abu Zubaydah, who was captured in a 2002 gunfight in Pakistan. The Bush administration called him the third or fourth ranked man in Al-Qaeda. He was interrogated by FBI agents immediately after his capture, and they say he named Khalid Sheikh Mohammed as the mastermind of the September 11th terrorist attack. A 2005 Justice Department memo says that the CIA used waterboarding on Zubaydah more than 100 times. Then the government concluded they'd overstated his importance in Al-Qaeda. Brent, you want to bring Zubaydah's case to federal court. Where does that stand?
The case is just completely stalled. We would welcome the opportunity to have a federal trial, obviously. The government is resisting that. My client has not been charged with any crime. And that doesn't surprise me because the government has now conceded officially in written papers that are unclassified that my client was never even a member of Al-Qaeda, that he had no knowledge of any Al-Qaeda operations, and that the camp with which he's alleged to have been involved, you know, he had no knowledge that anyone who was going through that camp went on to do or take any action that was adverse to the United States or any of the coalition allies.
So as you say, officials have acknowledged that they overstated his importance in Al-Qaeda. And if he's not number three or four, as was originally thought, who is he?
Well, let's just really be clear. What the government said is they concede that he was never even a member of Al-Qaeda at all. So it's not a question of whether he was two, three, or four. What I think has become clear is that Abu Zubaydah was an individual who was involved in a camp called Khaldun when the Muslims were fighting against the Russians and then subsequently Russian insurgents in Afghanistan. It was a camp that was supported by the United States. It was closed when Al-Qaeda demanded that it fall under control of bin Laden and Al-Qaeda forces. And rather than allow that to happen, the camp closed. There is really no debate about that at all. And my client was involved in moving people in and out of that camp in a general sort of way and moving people into Afghanistan who wanted to do good charitable works. I mean, I'm going to be able to produce scores of individuals who knew of Zubeda, had his number, and knew if you wanted to go in and help, you know, work on schools, work in hospitals, that he was an individual who could help move you in. And, you know, the only people who seemed not to know exactly who he was and where he was the CIA.
Detainees in Guantanamo Bay are categorized. What category is Abu Zubeda in?
I have no idea. You have to ask the government. They have not released that information to me, nor have they, to my knowledge, released it to any other attorneys who represent detainees. The reasoning for that is completely inscrutable, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm imagining that the reason they will not do it is if they conceded to me that Abu Zubeda, for example, is too dangerous to release, which is the category I imagine he's in, it would give me a basis or a potential basis to challenge it before, you know, he comes to trial or before he gets his habeas hearing or before he was to appear before a military commission. And that they desperately don't want. And here's one of the reasons. Let's just say with Abu Zubeda, they're not going to charge him and bring him to trial in a federal court, and they're not going to try him before a military commission. So let's just say at some point in the future, we actually do have a hearing on his habeas corpus petition. And for whatever reason, we lose. They decide that he was associated with a guest house, and that's ground for detention. Well, then the government at least has grounds for his detention. And then the question would become, is he too dangerous to release ever? And we can litigate that issue at that time. I mean, this whole issue, we talk about it as if it's a foregone conclusion that it will become law. I suspect that that is the case, but it will clearly be challenged.
In your opinion, is the Obama administration handling detainees in a better or worse way than the Bush administration?
I think the best I can say is the Obama administration is handling the situation in almost exactly the same fashion that the Bush administration did. Across the board, he has virtually adopted every Bush policy that he possibly could. I would also add that the Obama administration did a review, which involved, in many cases, the same Bush officials at the Department of Justice who were there, you know, from the outset, and found that more rather than less detainees, you know, should be up, you know, for some sort of trial or hearings. I mean, which is just an extraordinary situation. So, you know, my feeling is that the Obama administration has paid lip service to certain ideals and certain campaign promises, but really hasn't been up to the task and certainly hasn't really made any real efforts to make good on them.
And by not categorizing Abu Zubeda or even charging him with anything, do you feel the government doesn't do that because they don't want challenges to their decisions?
I think the government is doing that for strategic reasons, not just in Zubeda's case, but in many cases. They don't have a problem until they have a problem. Until the court system, the judicial system, really steps up and says, look, we're going to put your feet to the fire. If a court of law in this country orders someone released, he has to be released. You can't ignore the jurisdiction of the court. And what we have with, you know, Zubeda, or my other client, Shakir Amar, who is the last British resident there, are what really are political prisoners. They're being kept in Guantanamo because of what has happened to them and what they know and what they can say if they are freed.
Brent Mickham is the attorney for Guantanamo detainee Abu Zubeda. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.